This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In this episode, we talk about the weekend. More specifically, about how to get the most out of your weekends and leave yourself feeling refreshed for the week ahead. Now go ahead and yell TGIF because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Big changes. Music for this episode was provided by Blau, an EDM producer and musician that I've always loved listening to. This is an acoustic version of his hit song, How You Love Me, and I chose it for this episode because it has such a refreshing emotion behind it that I think we could all use going into the weekend. Enjoy the music and be sure to check out the artist. All right, so here is something new and potentially exciting. Many of you have asked me for a way to get alerted when new episodes release. Well, here's your chance. To sign up for our daily alerts, all you have to do is text the word TINY to 38470. Here's what this does. After you text the word TINY to 38470, your phone will automatically be added to the list. Each day as new episodes drop, you'll get a super short text with an overview of the episode and a link to listen in. This way, you can decide if you want to tune in that day or not. So, what are you waiting for? Text the word TINY to 38470 right now, and let's start getting your first alerts. You get what you give, that's the simple truth. So, welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and we all look forward to the weekend. All across America, you can hear office workers and 9-to-5ers reveling for what's ahead once the weekend comes, and groaning with disdain when the weekend ends. Another thing you can hear across America, though, is this idea that the weekend is just not long enough. It comes and goes in a flash with barely enough time to actually enjoy it. It's 2 days long, but it sometimes feels like it only lasts a few hours. And once Monday rolls around, millions of people go back into work feeling less rested, less excited, and more exhausted than they did the week before. This ends up affecting productivity, happiness, and our overall sense of fulfillment. So, what can we do? Well, unless there is a massive change in corporate America that allows for a third weekend day, the only other option is to find ways to get the most out of our weekend and help ourselves feel refreshed and ready to go once Monday rolls around. In this episode, I intend to share 5 tips to do just that. Stay with us. Number 1. Let yourself relax. A major part of our culture recently has been this idea of constant hustle, of the grind. In theory, this is good. Putting in more hours should theoretically lead to getting more things done. But as we've discovered multiple times on this show, it's not always about getting more done. It's about getting the right things done. Now, I read a quote from James Reinhart, the founder of ThreadUp.com, that said, "It's the quality of my decision-making that ultimately makes the company successful." This is a powerful statement that applies 100% to your own job and your own life. Being in a position to make the right decisions on what to work on or on what strategies to test is the factor that will make you more valuable to your job improve your life, and create opportunities that you may not be able to fully consider right now. In order to increase the quality of our decisions, we need to give our mind the time it needs to rest and recover. We also need to give our subconscious mind a chance to hack away at the problem. Letting yourself relax on the weekend may seem counterproductive, but continuing to dwell on the problems and issues you face throughout the week could lead to far more problems in the long run. Number two, prioritize exercise. It's been proven over and over again that exercise is a key component to optimal brain and body function. The benefits are numerous, from improved stress management, improved sleep, better decision-making ability, and some other long-term improvements. Throughout the week, it can get tough to make sure exercise is a part of your routine. The weekend is when you can make up for this, but it needs to be a priority. Whatever your exercise of choice, running, yoga, strength training, calisthenics, make sure that you actually block out the time for it. Otherwise, it's just going to fall to the wayside just as it did during the week. By ensuring that you get your exercise in on the weekends, you'll be giving your body and brain a chance to kick in some of those benefits that we mentioned earlier. This should set you up for a healthy and productive week ahead. An additional benefit of this is that by being deliberate with your choice to exercise, you will inadvertently allow yourself to enjoy the hours of your weekend a bit more rather than having it slip through your fingers. Number three, keep some fun for Sunday evening. The worst part of the weekend is Sunday night when you realize that you have to go back to work the next day. This realization that there's nothing else to look forward to can instantly put a dampen on your mood, and it has the drawback of killing the rest of the weekend for you, those last few precious hours. The solution to this issue is simply to ensure you still have something to look forward to on Sunday. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. A simple glass of wine and home-cooked meal, a binge TV session with your kids or partner, or even something like family game night. Just give yourself something to look forward to so that once the realization hits you, you can keep yourself from falling into despair and depression. Number four, keep your routine. I've talked in the past about the importance of having a set bedtime when it comes to getting the highest quality sleep. Well, as much as you might dislike this suggestion, and trust me, I do, one simple thing you can do on the weekend to ensure you get the highest quality rest is to stick to this routine. Just because you don't have work the next day doesn't mean you should stay up until 2 a.m. doing absolutely nothing. Instead, get to bed at your usual time and wake up around your usual time. But don't worry, there's one really cool benefit. You can turn off your alarm. Sleeping without the anticipation of an alarm going off is the best way to ensure highest quality sleep. Of course, this isn't always doable during the week, but the weekends are sacred. So go ahead and turn off that alarm and let your body sleep until it naturally wakes up. But let me be clear. I'm not saying you can't go out with your girls or chill with your bros. You can still do those things. And you can even stay out late. Just don't let that be an every night thing if you really want to maximize your rest on the weekend. And then finally, number five, set up your week ahead. One thing I like to do, and I know many other entrepreneurs do the same, is take an hour or so on Sunday to set up my goals, plans, and workload for the week ahead. The idea here is that by taking a tiny bit of time to do this, you'll give yourself a framework that can be used as a guide throughout the week to come. Now, I don't know many full-time workers who do this, but I think it's valuable regardless of what position or title you have. This episode has been all about how to not let the weekend get away from you, but it's also important to ensure that the week doesn't get away from you. A great way to do this is by creating that framework. It doesn't have to be stuck with verbatim, but it gives you a guide that will help with decision-making when you are in the thick of things. So, are you pumped for this weekend? Follow these steps, and it should be your most restful weekend yet, but don't go anywhere just yet. Let's get into the quest. Today's quest is to identify something you are grateful for from this past week. It's so easy to get caught up in all the negative things that happen at work, but I've found that if you look for it, you can find gold in any situation. So, what was your gold this week? Post about it on Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag MyTinyLeaps and you'll get 10 points. Throughout February, I'm making myself available to you for 1 hour every single weekday. This means that you and I can hop on a Skype chat, Google Hangout, or phone call and talk about anything and everything that matters to you. To sign up for one of these calls, go to tinyleapschat.com and it'll take you to my personal calendar. This page will let you choose a date and time that works for you. My goal here is to learn more about you, identify what you want to see from the show, and get your help with deciding what's going to make a good episode going forward. So don't be shy. Head on over to tinyleapschat.com and let's get the ball rolling. That's it for episode 27. If you'd like to sign up to receive an alert when our next episode publishes, all you have to do is text the word tiny to 38470 right now and you'll get enrolled. With that said, thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show so far, the greatest compliment you could pay it is leaving a rating and review on iTunes, as well as subscribing to get future episodes. Here's a great review by PM Askill. And I assume that is some kind of crazy code name, but it's awesome. And I quote, "As a business owner, this podcast is a must. Do the little things, big things will happen. It's a fact." End quote. Thank you so much for taking the time to leave that review. And you're right, do the little things and big things will build out of it. If you'd like to have your review read on the show, well, you've got to leave one. So go ahead and do it so that I can have the pleasure of reading your name and your review on the air. Until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.